Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, as we do with you every Saturday throughout the Panthers season. Coming to you live from the Big Apple today, Panthers in New York, kicking off a two-game road trip, and it's going to be a quick two-game road trip as the Panthers meet the New York Rangers tonight. Now, a programming note, it's going to be an 8 o'clock opening face-off tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7:30. We're on the air with Panthers preview as the Panthers and the Rangers will meet for the third and final time. Panthers looking for the season series sweep of the Rangers tonight. We'll tell you how it impacts the standings for the two teams here in just a moment. We'll also go through the busy day in the National Hockey League later on in the hour, tell you how the standings picture, the playoff races, look across the league later on. Lots to get to here in this hour of Panthers Insider. Panthers will wrap up this two-game road trip against the Philadelphia Flyers tomorrow night with a 6 o'clock matchup against the Flyers in Philadelphia. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 5:30 tomorrow. Now, as far as where to find the broadcast tonight, if you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you can catch us on 560 WQAM this evening, 12:30 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 in the Treasure Coast, and on 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. You can also find us channel 932 on your Sirius XM app. If you have Sirius XM, get that app. You can find every Panthers game, and it's always our broadcast on channel 932. And the Panthers app makes it so easy, takes all the guesswork out of the equation. Hit that radio button in the top right corner. No matter where you are, you'll get our broadcast for every single game. So those are the places to listen. Tomorrow night, quick programming note for our listeners, Miami-Dade and Broward County, for the Panthers-Flyers game tomorrow night at 6. We're on the air at 5:30 with Panthers preview. Of course, puck drops at 6 on AM 790 WAXY tomorrow night. Panthers will be back home coming up on Tuesday when the Boston Bruins come in. First of two remaining matchups for the Panthers and the Bruins. It'll kick off a three-game homestand for the Panthers coming up on Tuesday night. And well, those two matchups against Boston, those could be what determines who finishes first, who finishes second in the Atlantic Division standings. If you finish with the top spot in the Atlantic, well, there are a handful of different wild card teams that could be the first round playoff matchup. Right now, the way things look, if you don't finish first in the Atlantic, say the Panthers finish second, the first round matchup would be the Toronto Maple Leafs. So it seems like that's the course of action right now. Win the division, play a wild card team, of course, and there are a handful of different teams that are in that mix right now. It's still too early to tell who's going to finish where as far as those wild card spots are concerned. But the Toronto Maple Leafs look pretty entrenched in that number three position, barring an incredible hot streak for Tampa Bay. They've been playing well, but it would take a lot to overcome Toronto, and Toronto would be the first round matchup for the team that does not come out in first place in the Atlantic. So we'll see how things play out there. The Panthers will see a desperate New York Islanders team clinging to their playoff hopes coming up on Thursday night at Amerant Bank Arena. You don't want to miss that 7 o'clock faceoff. And then Saturday, a week from today, the Panthers will be home against the Detroit Red Wings, who are also trying to solidify a playoff spot. They enter today 1 point up on Washington, who played a wild one last night and came out with 2 points against the Carolina Hurricanes. And Washington just not going away. They're 1 point back in Detroit. Detroit trying to hang on to their playoff spot. So the Panthers will see a desperate Red Wings team coming up a week from today. But what it all boils down to, you look at these matchups the Panthers have between now and the end of the month of March, and they're going to be playing a lot of hockey in a short period of time. But you look at those five matchups. You've got five matchups against teams that are either in the playoff mix or that are desperately fighting to get into that playoff mix. No easy nights this time of year in the National Hockey League. So the Panthers, again, getting ready to take on the Rangers tonight. We will hear from a couple of the Panthers, Gus Forsling, Nico Mikkola. We'll hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice later in the hour when we take a little bit of a look at how tonight's game is going to impact the standings, and just taking a look at the matchup this evening as the Panthers will see the Broadway Blue Shirts for the third and final time in the season series. Coming up next segment, Jameson Olive's going to stop by, and you know him from the Territory Talk podcast from FloridaPanthers.com. He and I will talk all things Panthers preview tonight's matchup and look back at also what's been a historic week for the Panthers. And in mentioning that, as far as the week that was for the Panthers on the ice, Panthers coming off a couple of losses, they also had a chance to catch their breath in there. A bit of a break, a bit of an uncharacteristic break to have this time of year. The Panthers played Tampa Bay, if you recall, a week ago today, I should say. Fell 5-3 in that game and played certainly well enough to win. Almost came back on the Lightning in that one. Outshot Tampa Bay 38-5 in the last two periods a week ago. Andre Vasilevsky, unfortunately for the Panthers, stole the show in that one, and the Lightning held on for the 5-3 victory. The Panthers then went Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with no games, and certainly a welcome stretch of rest time for the Panthers, considering what they had before that, quite a schedule grind, and what they've got coming up after that, beginning back on Thursday. So the Panthers going to play a lot of hockey in a short period. They had a chance to catch their breath. Thursday got back on the ice against one of the hottest team in the National Hockey League. The Nashville Predators came into Amerant Bank Arena back on Thursday and handed the Panthers a 3-0 defeat. Nashville stays red hot after that one. So tonight in New York, it's the Panthers trying to get back on the winning side of things against the Rangers. That's how the week on the ice shapes up. Off the ice, though, and it involves somewhat on the ice as well. The Panthers organization, again, it was a historic week. The grand opening events of the Baptist Health Iceplex at the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial, part of the historic revitalization project. And they had the ribbon cutting ceremony back on Wednesday, and of course the public grand opening back on Thursday. And it's going to be great to see how much the community and the Panthers are going to be able to use this great facility. And again, everything is just perfect, brand new, spotless. We've got some sound coming up right now from the big events over the course of the week, as you had the grand opening of the Baptist Health Iceplex at the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial. Again, Panthers practices back open. Fans were at practice yesterday. So again, it was just a great event, great series of events. The possibility is going to be endless for what's going to be able to be done at the new facility. So let's get into hearing from a few people from the events from this week. First up, we've got Panthers President and CEO Matt Caldwell. Had a chance to catch up with him after the ribbon cutting back on Wednesday. And well, the first thing I asked him was, plain and simple, how exciting was it for that day to finally come, to have the ribbon cutting and to be able to bring the public in?
It's an amazing feeling. A lot of hard work went into this place. We kept adding parts to the project. So to see the excitement with the, you know, clients, fans, partners, people. This has been like the number one question people have been asking me over the last year or so. In addition to when you're going to win a Stanley Cup, but you know, we got to the Cup last year, so they started laying off our back, and it's been all about opening up this iceplex. So it's great.
And for it to be a place where the team and the community kind of join forces.
Yeah.
How exciting is that? Because it is a practice facility for the team, but there's a ton of stuff here that people in the community can do too.
Yeah, it's, you know, the practice facility is a big part of it, but there's so many more elements to it, with beautiful store that I think you've all seen, the restaurant, second sheet of ice, music venue. So it's really an entertainment district, full-service restaurant partnered with a local restaurant group. So we see this as like a communal hub, like bringing everyone together, bringing families together. And we're right in the middle of a park, right? So you have kids playing soccer on Saturday, Sunday mornings. I come here every Saturday morning for gymnastics, so I'm going to drag my kids into here. But we'll basically have everything for people to, you know, enjoy and have fun.
So. You talked about the team. Obviously, On Ice has been so good, not just last season, but for multiple seasons now.
Yeah.
What does it mean now to capitalize on that by opening a place like this?
It's like we planned it this way, right? Like, go to the Stanley Cup and open up this beautiful facility. But, you know, this was 4 or 5 years in the making. But it is nice to marry the two up, where the team has been very consistent over the last couple of years, and then to deliver this to them. You know, and they've been in here for a few months. We wanted to get the team in first, work out some kinks. They've been here since December. I know the players are raving and loving it. And now, you know, they're right here. The practices are going to be open. Morning skates will be open. So we just feel like a lot more connected to the family and the fans and their, you know, which we call a local family. And then we'll continue to run, you know, the facility in Coral Springs, and obviously we have the arena. So we now have three big facilities in the county, all from the Everglades to the beaches. We got hockey everywhere.
Just a great series of events this week over at the Baptist Health Iceplex at the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial, ftlwarmemorial.com, for all the information on what's going on over there. And again, more people to hear from here after the events this week. Now we've got Panthers. That was Panthers President CEO Matt Caldwell. Here's Panthers General Manager Bill Zito talking about how exciting it was to open up the facility to the public.
It's hard to put it into words without using superlatives and sound and phony. It's, you know, for us, from the hockey standpoint, it's a game changer. Obviously, the location, the quality of the facility, the guys can come and practice. But having lived here now for 3 years, like, imagine, and I'll kind of put it back on you guys, imagine if you had a park like this when you were a kid. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, there's so much to do. And you can tell. You could tell from the, just sort of the community chit-chat that happened before the event, just how much the people around really appreciate it and how much they're going to use this. I can imagine being a kid and saying, oh, I want to come play hockey or learn hockey, and they're going to program girls hockey here. And if that isn't enough, now we have this beautiful home for our team and state-of-the-art facility. And it's so, you gush a little bit, probably more than I should, but it's not. It's sincere and it's real. So just lots of fun.
And to be able to think about how the team and the community can join forces, kind of come together here. I mean, the possibilities truly are endless, aren't they?
I mean, the practices are open, so somebody can come and learn hockey and see it for the first time. Somebody can come and who's already played. Boys and girls can play. Adults can play. You can show up in your local park and watch the NHL superstars practice. So the possibilities are endless. There's a full-service restaurant with a beautiful terrace. So, I mean, it might even just be a place, if you live in the community, just to come for something to eat, right? I can't be more excited or appreciative of everything that the Violas and Matt Caldwell, since I've been here, has pounded this thing. Day after day after day. What do you need? Whatever we need, whatever we need. So a huge thank you to Matt, and a huge thank you to Michael and Vinny and Teresa and John and Travis, the whole Viola family, you know, on behalf of the hockey people, on behalf of the team, and really the community.
Panthers general manager Bill Zito right there, and that was after the ribbon cutting at the Baptist Health Iceplex at the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial back on Wednesday. And now representing the Panthers' great partners at Baptist Health, here is Lourdes Bue, CEO, Doctors Hospital and West Kendall Baptist Hospital, talking about the opening of the Iceplex to the community.
Well, it's absolutely wonderful as a representative for Baptist Health South Florida to be able to enjoy this. And I think I bring the 27,000 people that work with us and their hearts here today. And looking at this facility to serve, obviously, not only our Florida Panthers, but our community and all of the programs that we're going to be able to offer in the community, all surrounding ice. What a wonderful, unique experience. And wish we had that in Miami-Dade County. But that's okay. So we're very, very proud to be here to celebrate with the Panthers, the community members that are here, and looking forward to just a wonderful series of events and programs as they open up over the next few weeks.
It was a great couple of days, and it's just going to be great to see the community embrace that facility over in Fort Lauderdale. So again, the Baptist Health Iceplex at the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial, open to the public. Go out there and check it out. Check out a Panthers practice. And FTLWarMemorial.com, the website to go to for all the information there. Folks, playoffs are coming up. You want to make sure you have the best Panthers gear. FLATeamShop.com is the place to go. And I'm going to let you in early on the save of the game for tonight at FLATeamShop.com. Head over there now. Get free shipping on any purchase over $99. Don't miss your chance to get your order shipped for free. Use code FREESHIP. That's all one word, free ship for access. This offer expires tonight at 11:59, so get on that now. But head over to FLATeamShop.com, get all the best Panthers gear. Playoffs coming up, you want to get the Panthers app too, the home for all things Panthers hockey. Download the Panthers app today, FloridaPanthers.com. Stay up to date on all the latest news, videos, stats, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. It also makes it so easy to hear every Panthers radio broadcast. Hit the radio button top right corner, you'll get our broadcast for each and every game. Folks, we're going to step aside later on in the program. We will preview tonight's matchup against the Rangers. We've got some sound from Panthers defenseman Gus Forsling and Nico Mikkola, as well as Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. But coming up next, Jamison Olive's going to stop by. We'll talk all things Panthers hockey, talk War Memorial, talk about the Iceplex, talk about tonight's matchup, how things have been going for the Panthers lately. Lots to get to coming up on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans here with you, Dan Day, on the other side of the glass. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. It's the Panthers and the New York Rangers coming to you tonight from Madison Square Garden as the Panthers kick off a quick little two-game road trip. Panthers and the Rangers tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. And then tomorrow night, the Panthers will be in Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. Going to be a 6 o'clock face-off tomorrow night. Some programming notes for you if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties tonight, 560 WQAM. Tomorrow night in Philadelphia at 6, we will be over on AM 790 WAXY. We'll hit the air a half an hour early for Panthers preview both nights. So tonight you can join us with coverage beginning at 7:30. 5:30 tomorrow as the Panthers will head into game two of the road trip against the Flyers. And then a big three-game homestand starts up on Tuesday night. The Panthers have the Boston Bruins coming in 7 o'clock on Tuesday. And then 7 o'clock Thursday, the New York Islanders coming into Amerant Bank Arena. And then Saturday at 12:30 in the afternoon, the Panthers will have the Detroit Red Wings coming into Sunrise. So the Panthers looking ahead at the rest of the month here, you've got teams that are playoff bound, teams that are trying to lock down playoff positioning. They're going to be playing some teams who are going to have some urgency and some desperation about their games, no doubt about it. Plus, you've got the first of two remaining matchups against the Boston Bruins. Those two matchups could determine who comes out on top of the Atlantic Division. Panthers, of course, most recently coming off a loss to the Nashville Predators back on Thursday, and kind enough to stop by and chat with us as we tee up tonight's game, talk all things Panthers from the Territory Talk podcast, from FloridaPanthers.com, from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. You know him as Jameson Olive, because that is his name. Jameson, thanks very much for stopping by. How are you this morning?
Happy to be here. Love being in the Big Apple. You know that.
Yes, coming to you live from New York City here today. It's the Panthers and the Rangers tonight. So in mentioning that, Jameson, first thing, just from a broad scope, going back really to the first game of that road trip not too long ago when the Panthers played the Dallas Stars, had that come-from-behind win. I just laid out what's coming up between now and the end of the March schedule. Panthers coming down the home stretch, but a lot of big tests. You've got teams that are playoff-bound, contenders. You've also got teams that are trying to get into the playoffs. The Panthers are going to be seeing varying levels of desperation and urgency in the opposition the rest of the way here, and I know that's something that could be a good tune-up for this Panthers team as they head down the stretch and get ready for game 83.
Yeah, it really can. Every game is going to have stakes, even if the Panthers don't necessarily have the same amount of stakes. Just a game that has stakes for anyone, it feels different, especially if you're on the road. You know, opposing buildings really get riled up. So they're going to feel different down the home stretch here. But you look at the schedule, and you know, starting with that game against the Predators, this is 10-17 for the Cats. It's a grueling schedule. It's going to take everybody. Paul Maurice has said a couple times, guys are going to get hurt. Guys are already banged up, but you know what? More guys are going to get banged up. So for the Cats, it's about, you know, kind of finding those last elements of their game and getting as healthy as they can before the playoffs start. So at this point, they've built up such a cushion and it's such a luxury. They really don't have to think too much about wins and losses. Yes, you want to win every game, but none of these games down the stretch are going to be do or die for the Cats. It's just going to be more, I think, kind of internal grading and just kind of checking off boxes to make sure they like their game. And right now they don't like their game, you know, Doug, especially after these last couple losses. But you know, when I look at this stretch here, and Paul Maurice said, you know, this is probably the third kind of stretch they've had this year. You look at the beginning of the year, there was a little bit of a rut. In January, they lost those four games in a row, and now this three-game skid here for the Cats. Kind of the three moments or stretches of adversity. Each time they figured it out, each time they've been better after the fact. I mean, after that four-gamer, they won 18 of 21, so that's great to see. But what they want to do coming out of here is this is the last chance. This is the last chance to have a rut like this, a last chance to kind of have some learning moments, some big practices, some big games, like you said, is going to bring out the best in this team. So we'll see how they respond, but I think I go back to, I think he said it during the four-game losing streak, but Paul Maurice said, you know, he'd rather prefer when everything looks bad. Because then it's not just one thing, then it's not one part of your game. And you look at, you know, that game against the Predators and even the game against, you know, the Stars, they came back. Yeah, that was impressive, but they still needed three power play goals. It still wasn't the Cats we're used to seeing. So I think overall he'd say there's a lot of things they need to clean up right now, which honestly is probably better than just one or two things for these guys.
Jameson Olive here with us from the Territory Talk podcast from FloridaPanthers.com. You can hear him during the second intermission tonight as he and Kevin Rogers will be breaking it all down. A number of things to get to there off of
of what you just mentioned. As the Panthers get ready to go on this quick little two-game run, we're already in New York, Panthers and the Rangers tonight, and then they'll be in Philly tomorrow night. But I know before the team took off, they had a practice, a couple of quick media availabilities. So what sense did you get in terms of what Paul Maurice, what the players are looking to key on as they go into these upcoming couple of games and look to get back on the winning side of things?
Well, you know, Gustav Forsling told us it's everything, and then kind of narrowed it back down to everything, but also more from a mental standpoint, from an effort standpoint. And when you say effort, yes, the guys are giving 100%. They're trying every game, but it's more about how you're applying that effort in games, you know, in moments, in spurts, things like that. It's the mental fortitude. It's the toughness. It's when you fall behind early, it's coming back later in the game, which we know the Cats have done and can do. But I think, you know, it's just about bringing everything together, and it's about how the team looks, and it's about how the systems work. It's not just... It's hockey. One line can't have a good game and they just win the game and everyone else is passengers. All four lines have to be rolling. All four lines have to be hopping over the bench. All three D pairs have to be in sync. They got to be working with Bob. And, you know, Bob's been fantastic this whole time. He's never really had a rut this season. So, knock on wood, that's a great thing for the Cats. But it takes everyone working together, you know, achieving and pushing for that same goal. So, I think that's what we're going to see over these next few games is it's not going to flip a switch. They're not going to show up at MSG and just completely destroy the Rangers and everything's great again. But they want to be just better in this game than they were in the Nashville game, and then, you know, building off that every single game from here on out.
And going off of that as well, the Panthers, of course, like you said, in this little bit of a rut, but at the same time, and I know we work for the team, and I think people understand that, but when you take a quick step back, the fact that we're looking at these last three games, it illustrates also how good this team's been all season long and why the faith should be there that this team is going to get right back on the winning side of it before too long here. Even though they are battling with through some players being banged up right now, I think overall you look at it, the body of work's there. It's been great all season long, and plain and simple, this team is a contender. There's no question about it.
Yeah, we're extremely spoiled, and it's funny how quickly you forget the past and, you know, how spoiled you are. I mean, you and I have been here long enough. I remember there was a 9-game losing streak during one season I was here, and let me tell you, that's tough. And that was in the middle of a season where there was a lot of losing streaks just like that. So that was just not a great year. But you look at, you know, the Cats, like you said, we've seen it before. We haven't seen, like, a good game from these guys and thought, oh, that's great. We've seen really long stretches. Like I said, they won 18 of 21 in dominating fashion. There was a lot of impressive games.
I believe 23-8-2 is the mark since the turn of the new year. You roll that out over a full season and you're right there at the top of the standings, which is where this team is now.
Yeah, and they're still in the driver's seat, you know, for first place in the Atlantic Division. You know, yeah, the Bruins are up 3 points on them right now, but they have 2 games in hand, so they're still in the driver's seat. But once again, I don't think they care. I don't think they care about, you know, winning the division. I don't think they care about president's trophies or anything like that, because, you know, they learned last year. They beat, I think it was 3 of the top 5 teams in the NHL last year on the way to the Stanley Cup final. No matter what, you got to go through these teams. There's no easy outs. You got to go through them all. So all you can do is just whatever you need to do to be ready once you get there and not necessarily prepare for one opponent or another. Your game has to work against everyone.
Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast here with us. And Jameson, I wanted to give us a chance to cross promote a little bit, because we did have a great conversation with Sam Bennett that went out on the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast, and that dropped earlier in the week, but it certainly is still relevant if anybody wants to go and check that out. But as we get closer to the playoffs, we talked about it during that episode. That's when Sam Bennett becomes so noticeable come playoff time. He didn't become playoff Sam Bennett for nothing. Anything you took out of that conversation with Sam that really stuck out? Anything that he mentioned? Anything you particularly liked about that conversation? And again, anybody should go check that out. FloridaPanthers.com/territory talk for a good chat with Sam Bennett.
Just the focus, you know, you can tell he and the team already have, and, you know, we've seen it all season, but the eye on the prize they've had since, you know, game one. You know, this is a team that's been talking playoffs since game one, and heading into the season, a lot of pundits around the NHL were saying these guys might miss the playoffs because, you know, they're missing some key players. You know, there might be a Stanley Cup final hangover, but, you know, they lost the first 2 games of the season and they've been great ever since. And but even then, even after those first 2 losses, they said, you know what, we lost a couple games, but we're working on XX and X to get ready for the playoffs. And sometimes that can make you look silly. Sometimes some teams say that and they never make the playoffs, but this is a team that had the belief the whole time. They're heading there now. Everything's looking great. And I think that just is going to be really interesting to see, you know, when they get to the playoffs again, how that kind of manifests itself, all that preparation, all 82 games of preparation. Because you look back at last season and this team couldn't look that far ahead. It was every game was do or die. Every game was must win starting in maybe January. And then they just happened to, you know, make it by 1 point, showed up in Boston, and then that's kind of where it started. And they kind of built game, you know, game by game by game throughout the entire playoffs. But this is a team now that's had a lot of time to prepare, knows what to expect. There's going to be no surprises. I mean, you beat the greatest regular season of all time last year. You're not going to face a better team on paper than that. So they've already beaten the biggest team that can beat, but there's different challenges for every team. They're getting ready for them all. But I also liked when he talked about, you know, the pack mentality the Panthers have. Every dog's in the fight with this team every single game. And that just doesn't mean, you know, actually physically getting in fights, although that does happen a lot. There's a lot of big scrums with these cats. But every guy is dialed in. Every guy has the same mindset going into every game. Every guy's got each other's backs. I think I've seen Barkov pushing and shoving more guys than I ever have this year. Sam Bennett's always a menace out there in the best kind of way. So that's another thing I like, because that just becomes so much more elevated come playoff time. You know, the fights kind of go away in the playoffs for the most part, but that physicality, that chippiness goes up, and I love that.
Jameson, I know we're going to get to talking about tonight's game against the Rangers here in just a moment, but I want to ask you, I just teed up the rest of the month of March, and you've got the Rangers tonight on the road, the Flyers tomorrow night on the road, then it's back home Tuesday against Boston in Sunrise, Thursday against the Islanders in Sunrise, Saturday against Detroit in Sunrise. All those teams either are going to be in the playoffs or are close and want to be in the playoffs. The Islanders probably going to be the most desperate come Thursday night. But if you're looking at the rest of this month, it could be tonight, because the Panthers have taken 2 out of 2 from the Rangers this year. They're looking to sweep the 3-game season series against the Rangers tonight. It could be tomorrow, because the Panthers are trying to, get over the hump that is the Philadelphia Flyers, who've had their number in a couple of close games this year. It could be Tuesday, because Boston's coming in. It's the first of 2 remaining games against the Bruins, and those two could decide who comes out on top of the Atlantic Division. But if you look at the remaining schedule for the rest of the month of March, what of those matchups intrigues you the most? Or do a few of them intrigue you for different reasons like I just laid out?
Well, Panthers-Bruins has become one of my favorite matchups, just because going back to last year's playoffs and what we saw earlier in this year, it's always just good games, and both teams want it so bad when those two teams meet. But
that's Tuesday in Sunrise at 7. Get your tickets at FloridaPanthers.com.
100%. Can't wait to be there. I'm going to be there. I get to go because it's my job, but I hope other people get to come too and enjoy it. I know that game's going to be sold out and packed, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. Because like you said, that's also when you start really starting to feel the playoffs getting a bit closer as we kind of get, you know, down the home stretch here. But I think the one I'm looking at the most is tonight at MSG, because, you know, Paul Maurice has said before, he's talked to both of us, the last time the Panthers were here and they had that great win, that was maybe his favorite game in a while. The team executed everything perfectly. They look great. Tough opponent, tough building, never back down. Great game in all facets, offense, defense, special teams. Yeah, it's a hard game to replicate, but if you can replicate that game, you're going to go all the way. That was a championship caliber performance by the Panthers last time they were here in New York. And you know, coming off that game against the Predators, I think this is maybe the first time out of this little, like we said, mini skid the Panthers are on, where maybe there was a little bit of a challenge put out there, where the guys started to talk about, you know, we got to be better than this, and kind of looked at this skid as a whole and said, you know, we need to respond. So this might be the first response game we see from the Panthers during this little run, and I'm curious to see just how they come out. You know, like I said, it's not going to get fixed overnight. They're not going to come out tomorrow and win 10-0, but what do they do? How different do they look from the Predators game to now in this game against the Rangers? And it should be great.
Jameson Hall, FloridaPanthers.com, here with us a couple more before we let you get going here. But Jameson, the off the ice, I should say, and it does involve some on the ice as well. The Panthers have been practicing at the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial Baptist Health Iceplex recently, going back the last better part of the last couple of months. They've been practicing at their new facility. But the public grand opening took place the other day. And, you know, in talking to Matt Caldwell and Bill Zito, the possibilities for not only the Panthers, but for the community, truly endless down there at the new facility. And I know you were out there. You've been out there really since we were allowed in the building and since the team's been practicing there. But now to be able to see the community utilize it and to see fans back in the building for practice yesterday, we had some folks show up. How exciting has it all been, and how exciting were the events of Wednesday and Thursday in the big ribbon cutting and now the public grand opening having taken place and everything that's gone with it?
It was great. You know, you and I were both there for the groundbreaking. So, you know, a couple of years later to see it all kind of come to life was really special. A lot of the same faces were back. Even people that don't work for the Panthers anymore that worked there at the time came back for this because it's just such a big project and it's such a big, you know, just facility to have in the heart of downtown now, not just for the Panthers, but for the community. So many people that used to live, you know, a good distance from a couple sheets of ice now have it right there in their backyard downtown. I think it's going to, you know, help create, you know, that next generation we always talk about. And, you know, the team on the ice has been really good for a while now. You know, a lot of trips to the playoffs, Stanley Cup final last year. And now, you know, that world-class on-ice product now is, you know, has a world-class practice facility to play in. And, you know, the team made a bold decision, though, Doug. You and I live out west, and they made the decision to move the rink out east. And, you know, the commute's not too bad, but, you know, I think that was a bold decision by the organization. And, yeah, I'm kidding, of course. But all the players love it downtown, and that's the thing is – this did not used to be a downtown team. You know, when I first started here, most of the players lived in like Weston, Boca, Parkland, places like that. And there's still a couple guys in those places. But, you know, this youth movement, this, you know, Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Bennett, Brandon Montour, Sam Reinhart, all those guys, they live downtown. They're in Fort Lauderdale. These are guys that, you know, take their golf carts to work now. They walk to work. Gustav Forsberg was telling me he walks a lot. Sergei Bobrovsky takes his bike a lot. This is such a incredible thing for these players to have, not only because it makes it easier for them to train now. They can pop over to the weight room, to, you know, the cold tub, whenever they want now. It's not a big thing. It's going to make them better players. It's going to make them healthier players. But also just you get to practice maybe a little earlier now. You like hanging out. You like the facility. It builds that chemistry among the guys. And also, you know, if I'm a player that's not playing for the Panthers right now and I see that and I see videos of guys taking golf carts to work and the team's winning, like, maybe I want to play there someday. So it's a great, you know, just it's great for everything, Doug. It's a great recruiting tool. It's great for the current players. It's great for the community. It's great for us. I love working there. It really is great being downtown and just kind of seeing a whole new element of Broward County because I spend a lot of time out west. So it's nice being out east sometimes. But all in all, it's just cool to know that's probably, you know, long after we're gone, you know, 50, 60 years from now, we're no longer with the Panthers. Like that's still going to be there. People are still going to be coming and going.
We could be recording a segment of Panthers Insider in 50 years. We'll see how things go right here on a Saturday morning with all of you. Jameson Ull, FloridaPanthers.com here with us. Jameson, last thing before we let you get going, Panthers and the Rangers tonight. You touched on it a little bit, but what is the biggest thing you're looking for when the puck drops tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, everybody? Remember, it is an 8 o'clock start time tonight for the Panthers and the Broadway Blue Shirts in New York City. You don't want to miss any of the front end of this road trip, but what's the big thing you look for tonight as the Panthers meet the Rangers? And if you have any thoughts on tomorrow's matchup with the Flyers as well, those have been interesting games so far this season. The Panthers are trying to get 2 points against the Flyers.
Yeah, no, first start with the Flyers game. I'm just interested to see how that kind of shakes out because the Flyers, the only team now that, you know, multiple times this season has made the Panthers kind of not look like themselves, kind of take them off their game at points when they were hot. Like they faced the red hot Panthers and they had some good performances. So it's always wild over there. You never know what John Tortorella is going to do and, you know, what lineup he's going to put out. So it's going to be an exciting game for sure, especially coming off the second half of a back-to-back. Cats have been really good in the second half back-to-back, so we'll see if that continues. But, you know, tonight against the Rangers, I'm just looking for a good start. You know, you look at, you know, maybe one of the connective things throughout this little skid for the Panthers. They haven't had good starts, haven't really had great first periods. They've fallen behind a lot. So if you can come out here, you know, for after 20 minutes, have it 0-0, maybe even you're up, you know, one or two goals, that's the goal here tonight for the Cats. Get that good feeling back and get it back early.
He's Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast. Folks, go and check out his stuff, and you can hear him tonight during the second intermission as well across the Panthers radio network. Jameson, thanks very much for stopping by, and we will see you at MSG tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks, Doug.
It's the world's most famous arena, and Jameson Olive will be there tonight in New York City. One night only. That's all he's got scheduled for now, of course. The Panthers and the Rangers, who knows? Maybe that could be an Eastern Conference final preview. We'll just have to wait and see how things play out. But tonight at 8 o'clock, the puck drops. 7:30, we're on the air with Panthers Preview. And if you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward County's 560 WQAM, your place to join us for all the action tonight. 12:30, The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 in the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. If you have SiriusXM, the app, channel 932. If you have SiriusXM, folks, you might not even know you have the SiriusXM app, but you can get it in channel 932.
132, always has the Panthers game, and it always has our broadcast. And hey, the Panthers app couldn't make it any easier. There's a button that says radio in the top right corner. Hit that. If you don't have the Panthers app, download it. What are you waiting for? So lots of different ways to consume Panthers hockey tonight when the Panthers meet the Rangers in New York City. Again, 8 o'clock face-off this evening. Big thanks to Jameson Olive for stopping by. And again, coming up on the other side of the break, more of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, as always, on a Saturday morning talking Panthers hockey. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always, talking all things Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Huge thanks to Jameson Olive for stopping by last segment. You know him from the Territory Talk podcast, from FloridaPanthers.com, and from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. You'll hear him helping break it all down coming up in tonight's second intermission. Panthers in New York taking on the Rangers tonight. 8 o'clock Eastern time start. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at 7:30, wherever you're tuned in right now. You can catch us, unless you're in the Florida Keys, of course, 100.3 Thunder Country, your place to tune in the Florida Keys tonight and for each and every Panthers broadcast. But again, tonight, we've got your only local broadcast of the game as well. Here's a little tip. You want to sync us up with that national TV feed. Pause your TV at a whistle, and then when you hear that same whistle on the radio, hit play on your television, and you'll have us all synced up. You can sync up our local broadcast with that national telecast. So just a little tip there if you feel so inclined. Tonight, when the Panthers meet the Broadway Blue Shirts for the third and final time, tonight at Madison Square Garden, then it's tomorrow in Philadelphia. The Panthers will meet the Flyers back home after that for a three-game homestand beginning Tuesday against the rival Boston Bruins, 7 o'clock. And one of those matchups that could help determine who comes out on top of the Atlantic Division. The Panthers will see the Bruins two more times in the regular season. That is one of those matchups. 7 o'clock on Tuesday, 7 o'clock Thursday, Panthers and the Islanders. And then a week from today at 12:30 in the afternoon, the Panthers and the Detroit Red Wings. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK. Get your Panthers tickets. Folks, your 24-25 Panthers season tickets are on sale now. Secure your seats, catch your cats all season long. Join today, get exclusive member benefits, and to save your seats for today for next season, call 954-835-PUCK or go to FloridaPanthers.com/territory memberships. Now, we'll hear from a couple of the Panthers and Paul Maurice here shortly before we wrap up the hour as the Panthers are getting set to take on the New York Rangers tonight. Just a little look at how this game tonight will impact the standings potentially. Well, coming into today's action, the Panthers, two fewer games played than Boston, but the Panthers 3 points back. So the Panthers 3 points off Boston's pace atop the Atlantic Division. Toronto currently in third in the Atlantic. Over in the Metropolitan Division, New York a one-point lead. The Rangers, that is, over the Carolina Hurricanes, who picked up 1 point in a shootout loss to Washington last night. And that was a wild one. 7-6 was the final score. But the Rangers a one-point edge on Carolina. Philadelphia third in the Metro with 79 points. That's who the Panthers play tomorrow. And then the two wildcard teams at this very moment, Tampa Bay, the hottest team in the Eastern Conference. They've won 5 straight contests and coming in 7-2-1 in their last 10. They play Los Angeles tonight, late game out west. So Panthers fans can keep tabs on what the cross-state rivals are up to really late tonight after the Panthers and the Rangers. We'll have the Lightning and the Kings out in Los Angeles. Then the Red Wings in the second wild card, and right behind them, 1 point back with a game in hand, on the outside looking in, the Washington Capitals, who managed to just hang around and stay in this race. You've got the New York Islanders currently 5 points back at Detroit. The Islanders, they are clinging to their playoff hopes. The Panthers will see them on Thursday. So that's a look at the standings. Quick look at the game tonight. Let's hear from a couple of the Panthers shortly before we put this show to bed and get ready for tonight's game. First up, we've got Panthers defenseman Gus Forsling after practice yesterday on what he sees in this matchup tonight against the Rangers.
Another top team. It's going to be fun. Big challenge for us. you know, I like their game the last time we were there, so we want to play the way we did last time there.
You guys have seen a lot of contending teams, a lot of teams that are trying to solidify their playoff spots. How big are these matchups as tune-ups as you guys get closer to the start of the postseason?
No, it's great. We want to build here. We got a lot to work on, and we want to build on our game and have consistency. And I feel like it's going to be a very good challenge here over the last couple of weeks going forward here.
And just going into Madison Square Garden, always an exciting atmosphere. What's it like stepping out of the ice at MSG?
It's always a cool building to play in. You know, a lot of history there, so it's always get pumped for those games.
Gus Forsling of the Panthers right there, NHL's leader in plus-minus at +46 on the season. Here's Nico Mikkola now after practice yesterday talking about how important it is to have big tests like this time of the year as the Panthers get set to take on his former team, the Rangers, tonight at 8.
Yeah, I feel like every game right now, this time of the season, is a big thing. Especially right now, I don't think we've been playing the way we need to play and we want to play, so it's time to like bounce back and get back what we do.
You mentioned a bounce back. What are the keys defensively, not only for you guys, what makes you successful, but what you need to do against a potent New York Rangers offense?
Well, just get the forecheck going and work hard with the whole five guys everywhere, like tight gaps, and we know those guys can make a play and pace, and they want a rush game and we don't want that, so we just need to get back to our game, and I think that's the key.
And that's Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice talking about how this adversity could be used as a positive for the team as the Panthers trying to get back on the winning side tonight.
I'd like us to take a small step back to the right path of hockey the way we play. I'm not looking for it to get fixed right away. I think we gotta go through a little bit more pain here before we can get to our game. So one step at a time. It's a good thing.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. Quick look at the action across the rest of the National Hockey League on this Saturday. This afternoon, game affecting the Eastern Conference playoff race. Islanders host the Jets. Bruins at Philadelphia. St. Louis at Minnesota. The Red Wings head into Nashville. Other games affecting the playoff race. Edmonton at Toronto. You've got later on tonight, a big game out west. The Blue Jackets in Vegas. Vegas trying to hold on to a wild card spot. Tampa Bay is in Los Angeles later on tonight. That among a busy slate in the National Hockey League. We're on the air at 7:30. Puck drops at 8. Panthers and the Rangers this evening. Big thanks, Jamison Olive, for stopping by here on Panthers Insider. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Laura, the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always, talking all things Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Huge thanks to Jamison Olive for stopping by last segment. You know him from the Territory Talk podcast, from FloridaPanthers.com, and from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. You'll hear him helping break it all down coming up in tonight's second intermission. Panthers in New York taking on the Rangers tonight. 8 o'clock Eastern time start. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at 7:30, wherever you're tuned in right now. You can catch us, unless you're in the Florida Keys, of course, 100.3 Thunder Country, your place to tune in the Florida Keys tonight and for each and every Panthers broadcast. But again, tonight, we've got your only local broadcast of the game as well. Here's a little tip. You want to sync us up with that national TV feed. Pause your TV at a whistle, and then when you hear that same whistle on the radio, hit play on your television, and you'll have us all synced up. You can sync up our local broadcast with that national telecast. So just a little tip there if you feel so inclined. Tonight, when the Panthers meet the Broadway Blue Shirts for the third and final time, tonight at Madison Square Garden, then it's tomorrow in Philadelphia. The Panthers will meet the Flyers back home after that for a three-game homestand beginning Tuesday against the rival Boston Bruins, 7 o'clock. And one of those matchups that could help determine who comes out on top of the Atlantic Division. The Panthers will see the Bruins two more times in the regular season. That is one of those matchups. 7 o'clock on Tuesday, 7 o'clock Thursday, Panthers and the Islanders. And then a week from today at 12:30 in the afternoon, the Panthers and the Detroit Red Wings. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your Panthers tickets. Folks, your 24-25 Panthers season tickets are on sale now. Secure your seats, catch your cats all season long. Join today, get exclusive member benefits, and to save your seats for today for next season, call 954-835-PUCK or go to FloridaPanthers.com/territory memberships. Now, we'll hear from a couple of the Panthers and Paul Maurice here shortly before we wrap up the hour as the Panthers are getting set to take on the New York Rangers tonight. Just a little look at how this game tonight will impact the standings potentially. Well, coming into today's action, the Panthers, two fewer games played than Boston, but the Panthers 3 points back. So the Panthers 3 points off Boston's pace atop the Atlantic Division. Toronto currently in third in the Atlantic. Over in the Metropolitan Division, New York a 1 point lead. The Rangers, that is, over the Carolina Hurricanes, who picked up 1 point in a shootout loss to Washington last night. And that was a wild one. 7-6 was the final score. But the Rangers a 1 point edge on Carolina. Philadelphia third in the Metro with 79 points. That's who the Panthers play tomorrow. And then the two wildcard teams at this very moment, Tampa Bay, the hottest team in the Eastern Conference. They've won 5 straight contests and coming in 7-2-1 in their last 10. They play Los Angeles tonight, late game out west. So Panthers fans can keep tabs on what the cross-state rivals are up to really late tonight after the Panthers and the Rangers. We'll have the Lightning and the Kings out in Los Angeles. Then the Red Wings in the second wild card, and right behind them, 1 point back with a game in hand, on the outside looking in, the Washington Capitals, who managed to just hang around and stay in this race. You've got the New York Islanders currently 5 points back at Detroit. The Islanders, they are clinging to their playoff hopes. The Panthers will see them on Thursday. So that's a look at the standings. Quick look at the game tonight. Let's hear from a couple of the Panthers shortly before we put this show to bed and get ready for tonight's game. First up, we've got Panthers defenseman Gus Forsling after practice yesterday on what he sees in this matchup tonight against the Rangers.
Another top team. It's going to be fun. Big challenge for us. You know, I liked their game the last time we were there, so we want to play the way we did last time there.
You guys have seen a lot of contending teams, a lot of teams that are trying to solidify their playoff spots. How big are these matchups as tune-ups as you guys get closer to the start of the postseason?
No, it's great. We want to build here. We got a lot to work on, and we want to build on our game and have consistency. And I feel like it's going to be a very good challenge here over the last couple of weeks going forward here.
And just going into Madison Square Garden, always an exciting atmosphere. What's it like stepping onto the ice at MSG?
It's always a cool building to play in. You know, a lot of history there, so it's always pumped for those games.
Gus Forsling of the Panthers right there, NHL's leader in plus-minus at +46 on the season. Here's Nico Mikkola now after practice yesterday talking about how important it is to have big tests like this time of the year as the Panthers get set to take on his former team, the Rangers, tonight at 8.
Yeah, I feel like every game right now, this time of the season, is a big, and especially right now, I don't think we've been playing the way we need to play and we want to play, so it's time to like bounce back and get back what we do.
You mentioned a bounce back. What are the keys defensively, not only for you guys, what makes you successful, but what you need to do against a potent New York Rangers offense?
Well, just get the forecheck going and work hard with the whole five guys everywhere, like tight gaps, and we know those guys can make a play and pace, and they want a rush game, and we don't want that, so we just need to get back to our game, and I think that's the key.
And that's Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice talking about how this adversity could be used as a positive for the team as the Panthers trying to get back on the winning side tonight.
I'd like us to take a small step back to the right path of hockey the way we play. I'm not looking for it to get fixed right away. I think we gotta go through a little bit more pain here before we can get to our game. So one step at a time. It's a good thing.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. Quick look at the action across the rest of the National Hockey League on this Saturday. This afternoon, game affecting the Eastern Conference playoff race. Islanders host the Jets. Bruins at Philadelphia. St. Louis at Minnesota. The Red Wings head into Nashville. Other games affecting the playoff race. Edmonton at Toronto. You've got later on tonight, a big game out west. The Blue Jackets in Vegas. Vegas trying to hold on to a wild card spot. Tampa Bay is in Los Angeles later on tonight. That among a busy slate in the National Hockey League. We're on the air at 7:30. Puck drops at 8. Panthers and the Rangers this evening. Big thanks, Jameson Olive, for stopping by here on Panthers Insider. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.